The Augustana University Art Gallery is showcasing original work by pop artist Andy Warhol. That includes screen prints of Annie Oakley and Chief Sitting Bull. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myros has more.
Lindsay Twa is the director of the Idy Dalrymple Gallery at Augustana University. She says the Andy Warhol Foundation contacted Augustana to receive 9 screen prints and 1 lithograph because of Chief Sitting Bull's legacy in South Dakota.
Warhol had a deep fascination with the Wild West. And the 2 Sitting Bulls and Annie Oakley are a part of a series that he called Cowboys and Indians. This was one of the last series of his life.
Warhol was an iconic pop artist known for his use of bright colors and experimenting with traditional art forms starting in the 1950s.
Warhol will translate image from either popular media or, in this case, a historic photograph. So this would have been a photograph created around 1881, and then he blew it up large, transferred it onto a screen, and then began printing it and then overlaying it with bright colors.
Twa says art students help select the pieces and research Warhol's work.
Student Caitlin Carlin, who researched Annie Oakley, talked about her becoming represented more like a Las Vegas dance hall queen than the 19th century sharpshooter that she was. And so the bright contemporary colors sort of displace what we think about a history that is over 100 years prior to us.
The exhibit is also accompanied by Warhol photographs donated in 2008 and is free to the public. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.